Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Welcome to another edition of Morgan's Mailbag, where I give my real-time reactions to your comments, questions, and occasional unhinged conspiracy theories about the content we've been serving up on Uncensored. As usual, they've been curated without my prior involvement by individuals I consider to be not just colleagues or serfs, but also my family, the Uncensored producers. Okay, let's get started. This week, after his death at the age of 76, we debated the legacy of O.J. Simpson with a specifically assembled panel of legal minds. I just want to end by asking all of you to sum up in one sentence O.J. Simpson. Alan Dershowitz.
I think his case contributed positively to seeing police corruption in Los Angeles, to exposing the racial divide in America.
It is a mathematical certainty, as far as I'm concerned, that O.J. Simpson killed Nicole Brown Simpson.
Long before he jumped in that Bronco and ran from the police, he was using white vehicles to escape black realities. He never wanted to be part of us.
Hello, Dolly. Question the need for any debate on this matter. Why are we even discussing his legacy? He's a murderer. That is true. But he was acquitted, of course, in a criminal trial of that murder. He was only found guilty in a civil trial, and that's why it's a fascinating story of our times. Why was he acquitted in the criminal trial? A lot of it came down to his celebrity status, to race, to many other issues. So that's what makes it such an interesting and intriguing story, even now, 3 decades later. At Kevin Doing His Thing said, this is why we need to get racist, crooked cops off the force. They ruined the prosecution and set a killer free. Well, that is true. There's no doubt that the behaviour of the LAPD people involved in this was completely outrageous. And there's no doubt that that was also, I suspect, playing on the minds of the predominantly black jury who had been witness to a lot of other injustice from the LAPD, not least, of course, the Rodney King beating that was seen around the world. So I think that a lot of that was going on as well in this case. The legendary Dr. Phil was my special guest last week on Uncensored.
And I think some of it is an intentional assault on family values in America. And I focus on family because I do think it's the backbone. I think if the family falls apart and starts to erode, then I think everything falls behind that.
At Anioretta said, I love how Dr. Phil can say the same thing as many conservative-minded talking heads without being nasty or inflammatory. He puts out basic common sense, but does so with kindness and an overall air of compassion, refreshing. I completely agree. I've always enjoyed my time with Dr. Phil. He's a really smart guy. He's a wise guy. And he's somebody who wants to bring people together, not create yet more toxic division. And I'm all for it. As part of our discussion, I pressed Dr. Phil on whether he thought his old friend Oprah Winfrey had let fans down by admitting to taking a weight loss drug. If you're representing Weight Watchers, and that is not actually how you yourself are losing weight, and you get caught out having denied you're using one of these drugs, and then you have to admit it, you're kind of admitting not a crime, but you are admitting that you've been deceiving people, aren't you?
Oprah could have kept her mouth shut and not said a word to anybody, doesn't owe anybody an explanation, doesn't have to say anything about it, but she chose to do so because she discovered something that she thought a lot of people, particularly women, were suffering through. And she thought, look, I'm going to take some heat for this, but I owe it to people to share this revelation and give them an exit ramp just like I've taken. And I commend her for doing it.
At Donna Pierce wasn't surprised by Phil's response. Phil's not going to say anything bad about Oprah. She was deceitful. Hold her to account. I kind of agree. I think if you're fronting Weight Watchers and you don't be honest with people who are buying Weight Watchers products by telling them you're actually on something like Ozempic, which is what the case was with Oprah, that you're being deliberately deceitful and fraudulent, frankly, towards your fans who are following one way that they're supposed to be losing weight that you're endorsing without realizing you're just popping a load of pills another way. Well, the appropriately named At Level of Crazy even has some kind words for me. Well, almost. Piers, if you had more of this content, I would watch your show more. Too often it sees you just pump out negativity. Let's continue to bring positivity and be part of a solution. I completely agree. Let's be happy, happy campers. Come on, all of us. Group hug. Did you know that Jesus Christ was a vegan? No, me neither, because he wasn't. But that's exactly what the directors of a new documentary, Christspiracy, argue. I, of course, was more than happy to argue back. Give me one piece of evidence that proves that Jesus was a vegetarian.
Do you think Jesus would kill an animal? Because at the time, back in the day, he would be the one who killed it.
Matthew 14, and he calls the fishermen's nets to be filled on two different occasions.
The forerunner of the movement, John the Baptist, was known in multiple historical sources to eat only plant-based foods.
What's that got to do with Jesus? You're just naming other people.
Pierce, what was served at the Last Supper? Do you remember?
Well, why don't you tell me what you think was served? Veggie burger?
They say this is massively, massively groundbreaking, and it's going to really be a new chapter for Christianity.
You guys want him to be a vegetarian so badly, you're now prepared to twist the actual Bible to do that.
Pierce, there's an ethical way to eat an avocado.
You are party to mass murder. Mass murder. It's fair to say the vegans came out in force in their reaction to my reaction on this. You can always tell a vegan because they'll quickly tell you. But at Steph B. McCoy said, it's unsettling how angry Piers gets at the idea that eating meat is bad. I feel like eating meat is a weird cult. At Eva Muller quipped, maybe it's the amount of burgers and fries Mr. Morgan eats making him behave in a very silly and ridiculous way. He's not capable of conducting a fair debate. And at All Beings Our Love Our Men said, Piers is a jackass. Give up, buddy. Be sane and be a vegan. Amen. Yeah, the trouble with being a vegan is that the gruel that you serve yourselves, other than being rankly hypocritical because you like munching avocados and almonds, which involve the mass murder of billions of bees, other than that, also the stuff you eat is just tasteless, gruel. And I like meat, like a lot of animals in the jungle like eating meat. That's why they eat each other. The other night, I went out in New York to the Ralph Lauren Polo Bar and I tucked into a massive steak. And I loved it. And no, I don't care where it came from. I enjoyed it very much. So, sorry, vegans. You can be as hangry as you like with me. I don't care.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Iran's dramatic attack on Israel was the subject of a number of fascinating and heated debates this week.
While we are looking at the immediate response is a general shift in policy. That is the only way we can get out of this mess.
The majority of the Iranian people, both inside and outside of Iran, disagree with him. In fact, there are thousands and thousands of Iranians who wish that Israel will assist the people of Iran in bringing down this regime.
Yeah, I mean, look, a lot of absurd things were said there.
Are you Iranian?
It may be that what they've done with this missile strike directly into Israel is part of the same process, deliberately goading Israel into potentially overreacting, which may ultimately play into Iran's hands. At Mr. Baluchi 7 said, why don't the West out of the Middle East and leave them to deal with their own problems? Israel bombed Iran's embassy in Syria and Iran retaliated. What's the big deal? Well, it's all a big deal. And if it's only as simple as you're outlining, then we'd never need to get involved. But unfortunately, there have been wars raging in the Middle East for a long time, which directly impact the rest of the world. And the rest of the world needs to take a view about this. At Superman OG criticised me for even talking about the subject. Piers now milking the Iran-Israel escalation harder than a farmer milks his cows. Well, no, I'm not really, am I? It's the biggest news story in the world. Obviously, if Iran for the first time ever directly attacks Israel, that is a news story. If you want to talk about the weather, talk about the weather. But I'll talk about the biggest news story. Sorry, not sorry. At John Battersby took the brave decision to defend me. Lots of people in the comments love to call Piers out for asking panelists to condemn evil actions. I say keep asking Piers. It's a logical thing to ask and should be easy to answer. The fact some can't do it speaks volumes and exposes people day in, day out. Don't stop. I completely concur with you. Yes, if you can't condemn evil, whoever perpetrates it, then you are part of the problem. And I will ask you to condemn things. This is a message to all my guests. And if you can't condemn acts of terror, I'm going to demand to know why. Well, this week saw the launch of the first luxury product from Meghan Markle's The New America Riviera Orchard brand, the world's most ridiculous name. Drumroll. Introducing Markle brand strawberry jam, a limited edition rustic jam. It's apparently made from strawberries harvested from the mountains of Montecito. It features handmade labels reportedly featuring Meghan's own calligraphy. Unfortunately, many have noted the labels seem to be peeling off. One of Harry and Meghan's friends on Instagram, strawberry jam makes me happy and I love your jam. Another left this review, I absolutely love this jam, so I'm not sure I'm sharing it with anyone. Thank you, Em. I'm sure I'd love that jam too. But how amusing to see these two reduced to jam sellers, isn't it? That's pretty much all they've got left. Because all they had before that could make any money was trashing their families, and we're bored of it. They've trashed them so many times, so badly, so despicably, that we're all just bored with them. And now there they are in their California mansion, flogging jam. That's it. What a way to lead their lives. Well, Disney's boardroom battle was the subject of a popular debate viewed by more than half a million of you so far. I just think Disney should go back to what they're good at. It's a fantastic company that used to make fantastic movies and hardly ever had a flop because they knew their audience so well.
And the people who made Barbie didn't bother to watch one of the 47 animated Barbie films.
At the end of the day, it was a fresh, original concept. People want to go see diverse films, but
no, they
also
want
to see things.
No, they don't.
So there was nothing diverse about it. It was about Barbie. Barbie was not a film about diversity. It was a film bashing men, attacking the patriarchy, and saying that all the good things in the world are female. And the only funny thing about it was at the Oscars, it was all about Ryan Gosling. Ken had the last laugh.
That was the irony. It's called satire.
It's fair to say that Ernest Owens, who thinks cancel culture is a good idea, was outnumbered. Adrian Jorid said 3-4 with Piers against one. That was an uphill battle. However, they're right. Disney's been losing sight of what it does because of identity politics. I fear that is the case. I love Disney. It's a great company. It makes great movies. But they've caught the old woke virus. And the public don't like it. And they need to reverse ferret and go back to being what Disney was always about, which is an all-inclusive family entertainment movie vehicle. A lot of you, like at Joseph798, pointed this out. I'm surprised Ernest didn't pull a muscle with the eye rolling he kept doing. In case you missed it, here's an Ernest eye rolling montage. At Batonde said, absolute respect again to Piers for having Critical Drinker and Nadrotic on again and noticing the fact that certain people on YouTube have a valid points and have more to say on pop culture. I completely agree. I didn't really know much about those guys before we started having them on the show. I love them. Experts in their field, great opinions, and they draw a lot of eyeballs. People love seeing them debate stuff. So we'll get them back. And finally this week, your reaction to my interview with father and son sporting supremos Barry and Eddie Hearn.
If Tyson Fury beats Usyk in that first fight, the whole world is going to say, please don't do the second fight.
And will it, if you get it, Joshua Fury, how much could that fight now be worth?
I mean, certainly it's, you know, you're talking north of 100 million for each guy. I mean, it's
the richest fight ever.
Ever. The biggest fight ever. But a commotion. He's walking up and down the hall, holding his chest. So I'm up and mum's gone, Barry, will you stop exaggerating? And it's just indigestion. So I'm going to get you some milk. And he says, I'm having a heart attack.
Just give it 20 minutes to see how you are. That was the actual line she used.
I pay a lot of tax. I earn a lot of money. I know a lot of people that don't pay any tax. They're not happy.
Mm. You can save kids, right? Never mind just educate.
Every fighter that you talk about will tell you that boxing saved them. Mm. It saved their life in terms of direction or crime or opportunity. And I see, I've seen it with my own kids walking through those doors. I experienced it walking through those doors. Mm. I was always taught the value of hard work and that you don't get anything without working hard. Mm. But he still gave me whatever he could. I'll faff over a decision sometimes because I want perfection. Whereas I'll go to him and say, just do that. No, do that, get it done.
What would you say?
What was the question?
What would you change about yourself?
Give him a heart.
Very little. I wouldn't. I don't think I'd change anything about me. I know that's a selfish thing.
I'm sure, kind of agree.
But other people would.
Piers, what would you change about you?
You.
I wouldn't.
At Gary O'Connor 7004 said the Hearns are absolute legends. Nothing but pure success and hard work. That's why they're the best in the game. And at Mark Pillay 9838 agreed, I'm not British, but I wish I was to fully understand the banter between pure Brits. Nice one, Piers. I agree. I love the Hearns. I think they're a brilliant example of a father and son with a real abiding love and respect for each other. And I love that. That came across so well in the interview. But also the benefit of hard graft. Those two work really hard and they deserve all their success. Decent people who have worked hard to achieve what they've achieved. And I think we should hold them up, the Hearns, as a great example of what a good work ethic and a good love of family can do for anybody. Well, that's it from this edition of Morgan's Mailbag. Remember, you can watch all of my past interviews, debates and monologues on the Uncensored YouTube channel. We've now surpassed 2.5 million subscribers, so like and subscribe here to join the Uncensored movement for big opinions and common sense. That's it from me and my snotty nose. Apologies for the cold. Whatever you're up to, keep it uncensored.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.